Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, September 17th, and Dwayne Wade and some other famous Pistons draft misses over the year today. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for the listen. Today we're going to be talking about Dwayne Wade, who came out of hibernation to finally declare his intentions for this season and beyond. We're going to recap his history with the Pistons after not being drafted by the team in 2003. As you may recall. And speaking of guys the Pistons didn't draft, we'll talk to listener Adam Trudeau about his findings when he was going through the Sports Illustrated top 100 players in the league list that we talked about last week. And speaking of guys the Pistons did draft, we'll tell you about what Jason Maxiel has been up to, a nice tidbit from Twitter over the weekend. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account at Locked On Pistons. And we got a Facebook page too. Check that out at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. But first off, since we talked last, Henrik Zetterberg announced his retirement. So happy trails to Z. Congrats on a great run to the captain. And thanks for the memories there. A little bit refreshing kind of to start the new era for the Red Wings as they get their season going in a few weeks here without their captain, kind of moving on from the old era a little bit with Pavel gone as kind of the last remnants to the glory days. I guess Cronwall's still there, so maybe not completely gone in some ways, but I'm sure the new era will start off very poorly, but we'll see how this ride goes over the next period here. And speaking of eras that are going poorly, the Lions give us another devastating Sunday, so thanks to Matt Patricia and the gang for that. And a nice Saturday afternoon for Michigan, although the Big Ten had a difficult weekend, so to speak. I was at the Michigan game, so my first time covering a game at the Big House. I'd been to games there a few times before, but looking forward to spending a few more Saturdays in Ann Arbor for the Associated Press coming up here in the next few weeks as well, including next week against 0-2 Nebraska coming in town. But the big basketball news over the weekend had to do with Dwayne Wade. The legend released a YouTube video, 10 minutes long, on Sunday. Talked about the agony of this part of his career, figuring out if he should continue or not, and declared that he's going to go for one more. So one more season, #OneLastDance is what he's calling it. So that'll be it for Dwayne after this year is over, who in a past life was a thorn in the side of the Pistons when Detroit mattered back in the day during the first few years of Wade's career. As we remember, the Pistons could have drafted him in 2003. He went instead to the Miami Heat at number 5. I can't recall off the top of my head who the Pistons drafted at number 2 that year instead of him, but I'm sure it'll be someone who will be in the Hall of Fame along with guys like LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Carmelo in the future. The Pistons famously had the two playoff series matchups against Dwayne Wade and the Heat when he played with Shaq back in the beginning of his career. The 2005 season when Detroit topped Miami in 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals before Detroit lost to San Antonio in 7 in the finals after that. And hopefully you forgot the following season, 2006, when Wade and the Heat topped Detroit in 6 games en route to their NBA title against Dallas that season in the finals. That was Wade's 3rd NBA season that year and the first of his 3 titles, the one that he won without LeBron in Miami. Dwayne was the finals MVP that year in 2006, a 12-time All-Star, a 3-time member of the All-Defensive Team, and something I did not remember when I looked at his basketball reference page, he won the scoring title in 2008-2009, averaging 30.2 points per game 2 seasons before LeBron arrived in South Beach, and that was the only time that Dwayne Wade averaged over 30 points in his career. Against the Pistons, he averaged 20.5 points per game in 37 career regular season games against the Pistons. Only 5 teams held Dwayne to a lower scoring average than the Pistons did. So I guess that would make them 25th out of 30 NBA teams in terms of the scoring average. The lowest was 16.4 points per game in five games by the Miami Heat. So that's kind of cheating. So really, of the 29 teams that played the played prime Dwayne Wade, the Pistons would have been 25th out of 29 teams in terms of Dwayne Wade's highest scoring averages. So it held him to one of his lowest averages of his career. By the way, so Miami would have only faced Dwayne Wade when he was with Chicago and Cleveland later in his career and only had those five games, which is why I kind of tossed them out of this comparison. The next of the other teams, the next best was the Charlotte Hornets, Charlotte Bobcats franchise, which held Dwayne to 19.5 points per game. And I believe that was the only team that held Dwayne Wade to under 20 points per game throughout his career. So the Pistons did pretty well and split against him in the playoffs, as we mentioned. But the Pistons will play the Heat four times coming up this season. November 5th, Wade will make his season debut in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena there. And then on January 18th will be Dwayne Wade's final game in Detroit, barring a playoff matchup. And then the Pistons will head down to South Beach for games in Miami on February 23rd. And then March 13th, as March Madness is going on, the Pistons will take on Dwayne Wade for the final time as a franchise, like I said, barring the playoff matchup. Another thing to keep in mind is that the Pistons will be trying to end his season before the playoffs, as the Heat figure to be among the teams jockeying for the final few playoff spots in the conference, along with the Pistons, and we will see how all that unfolds as Dwayne Wade's 16th and final season gets going here in a month or so. But fantasy football is underway, and we have two fantasy football shows to help you. Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7 gives you all the latest news, waiver suggestions, and injury news. Locked On Fantasy Football has fantasy football experts and amazing guests every day. Monday, Tom Kucinich. Tuesday, Eric Edholm. Wednesday, Jeff Ratliff and Tyler Lechner will be joining the show then. But we're going to be talking about some of the other guys that the Pistons didn't draft and how many of the top 100 players in the league that the Pistons had a chance to draft and did not do that going forward. But hey, you've heard me talk about advertising, and guess what? I'm going to be actively looking for more advertisers now that I'm back in Detroit. So if your company wants to reach that key demo of men between the ages of 18 to 44, provincial Pistons fans that probably have ties to Metro Detroit and an interest in spending their dollars locally, you should be sponsoring this podcast. 98% men and 80% of those between 18 and 44 listen to Locked On Pistons, all sorts of daily dedicated listeners. So if you're interested in reaching that group, email me at matt_shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more. And Pistons season is coming in about a month. 1 month. So with Vivid Seats, you can attend the game or concerts or shows of your choice at a great price. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. To make it even better, Vivid Seats is giving listeners of Locked On Pistons an exclusive promo code for $20 off orders of $200 or more to save even more money. Go to the App Store or Google Play or download the Vivid Seats app. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Of course, Little Caesars Arena events, including the Pistons, will be easy to find on the app there. Download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you to get to your favorite live event, and I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this coming season.
Yes, sir!
Now, as I talked about last week, Sports Illustrated came out with a list of the top 100 players going into the 2018 season. I put it out to you guys to give me your reactions to the list, and we passed along some of the reactions last week to that list. But the most interesting reaction I got was from Adam Trudeau, a loyal listener. And first of all, Adam, thanks for joining us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
And Adam put together an interesting list that was related to that Sports Illustrated list. Now, what was the list that you came up with, Adam?
Well, the one thing that's interesting about this list right here is the Pistons have been in a rebuild since 2008, since the Chauncey Billups draft. So it was just kind of interesting putting this list together, seeing some of the players that the Pistons could have had. Now, one of the things about the Pistons, obviously, is they're not really a free agent destination, so the best way to build is through the draft. And so kind of going through with who the Pistons actually draft, going by the Sports Illustrated list and seeing all these available players that were there, So looking at through the list right here, we're talking about like a starting lineup. You could have had Drummond, Donovan Mitchell, Booker, Giannis from Milwaukee, and Draymond Green.
Yeah, and those are guys that, like you said, were available. You had a list of 42 guys that the Pistons drafted over the last several years, and according to Sports Illustrated. Now, to be fair, the Pistons currently have three guys on that list, and also, to be fair, the Pistons did end up drafting two of the guys on that list, or did end up drafting two players that made the top 100, that being Chris Middleton and Andre Drummond. Now, when you're looking at the list, Adam, are there some other things that really stood out to you that the Pistons maybe missed on in particular?
Yeah, notably, besides players that they could have drafted on their misses, is there's a couple of undrafted players, too. Robert Covington, he was an undrafted player in 2013, and he's somebody that was available during, I believe it was Stan Van Gundy's first year in 2014, and they could have got him. And another player, too, was Kent Bazemore, a couple of wing players that they could have just got. And Covington, of course, was ranked like 48. And also Kent Bazemore, who was ranked at 91. So it is kind of frustrating, too, that even though they didn't make the players in the draft, they could have had these players in free agency.
Yeah, and that probably speaks to, you know, not only missing out on some of these lottery picks that everyone talks about, but like you said, the guys further down into the late second rounds and even to the undrafted guys. Later on, you had 2009 that Joe Ingles was undrafted as well, ended up, and now he's the number 56 guy on the list. I'll tell you, though, Adam, when I was going through the list that you sent over, and thanks again for doing it and putting this together, and we'll tweet it out when the show drops here on Monday. What stood out to me is we always, again, we always talk about Devin Booker and Stanley Johnson. We always talk about Donovan Mitchell and Luke Kennard, and Giannis gets thrown out a lot too these days, is going back to 2011, 2010, 2009. So these are guys that are now in their, you know, ninth year, eighth year, seventh year in the league, kind of entering their primes in a lot of cases. And I know that a lot of these guys have changed teams since they've been drafted, probably most of them. But we're talking about a lot of all-stars here. And Stan Van Gundy took a lot of heat for some of his drafts towards the last couple of years, whereas I would go back and throw some of this into Joe Dumars as well when we're talking about Brandon Knight being drafted number 8 in 2011, Greg Monroe number 7 in 2010, and Austin Day, the legendary Austin Day, pick number 15 in 2009. Like I said, these are guys that should be entering their primes right now, and we know what types of careers that these guys have had. Now, Greg Monroe wasn't a complete slouch for his career, and Brandon Knight has been beset with injuries, we know. But here's some of the names that you pointed out on the list. 2011, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, Kemba Walker. 2010, Paul George, Gordon Hayward. 2009, Drew Holiday, Jeff Teague. I mean, these are guys who have either made all-stars, made multiple all-stars, guys that are top 15 players in the league, even higher in some cases like Kawhi Leonard. And I know that every team passed up on some of these guys. And in addition to that, we have to give Joe Dumars some of the credit for drafting an Andre Drummond in 2012. But like I said, I mean, these are a lot of misses, and there's a lot of reasons why the Pistons don't have the overall talent level that a lot of the teams, especially in the Western Conference and even some of their Eastern Conference foes, have as well. What do you think about some of those lean years? Do you think Austin Day has maybe the outside shot of making the top 100 list next year, Adam?
Not really. but yeah, the one thing that's frustrating, though, is when the Pistons were going through a rebuild, all this talent that was available, it's like if they would have drafted them, then the Pistons probably now wouldn't have to do a desperation move to make a trade for Blake Griffin and be maxed out with the salary cap. You know, a lot of these players are available at the draft. There would have been a lot more flexibility, and there would have been time to develop. So that's like part of the frustration here, looking at all these draft misses, is that it really set up for the future how bad the Pistons' salary cap is now as it would have could have been, and the amount of talent that they could have had on the team already.
And thanks to Adam again for putting that list together and joining us here on the podcast as well. Check him out on Twitter at Adam Trudeau. That's ADAM_Trudeau, TRUDEAU. And just to reset, the Sports Illustrated list had Reggie Jackson checking in at 97, Andre Drummond at 46, and Blake Griffin at 41. I had reactions last week to that list, and I'm sure ESPN's going to be coming out with their own as well. Rookies were not included in the list, by the way, which I think that I know that they were using a statistical-based model, but I feel like if you're going to make a list of the players going into the next season, you should somehow get the rookies involved somehow if a couple or few of them are going to possibly crack the 100 list. And I've gotten some guys, by the way, reaching out about joining us and helping us out here on the podcast with some of the content, maybe interviews like that and doing some research. And that's how to do it. Send something along. Or if you have some thoughts on some of the topics we're talking about, you can call and leave a voice message or text us to the new Google Voice number that we have for the show. We will use your 2 cents and pass it along, whether it's that text message or we can play the voice message too. So give us a call anytime at 810-666-1546. It's not my personal voicemail, so you wouldn't be waking me up in the middle of the night. So whenever you want, go ahead and call that number or send a text to that number. 810-666 Vinny Johnson, Joe Dumars, Terry Mills. 810-666-1546. So go ahead, and you can also reach out to me on Twitter anytime, email at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H at yahoo.com, Facebook as well at the Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook page, however you want, and we'll talk about some of the topics that you guys want to talk about as well. If you've got things you want to talk about, interviews you want to hear, suggestions for the show, sound bites that you want to be played on the show. We had Breishan Miller reaching out from Philly, big Pistons fan out there. We've had him on the show the last few weeks as well. So go ahead and use that line, and we will continue to interact with you guys in new and different ways going into the 2018 season. But check me out on Twitter today. I'll be tweeting out the list that Adam sent along. 42 names, all sorts of players that the Pistons passed on with picks in the draft since 2005. So like I said, be sure to check that one out as well. And the Locked On Network, by the way, expanding with college shows. Coming this week, the Locked On Wolverines show, and we will have more on that later this week, but Locked On Buckeyes as well, Locked On Seminoles, and plus we are already locked on to the Ducks, the Nittany Lions, the Baylor Bears, the Crimson Tide, the Wildcats, Razorbacks, Volunteers, and Cougars. So find your favorite college show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and find those guys as the Locked On Network is now on college campuses. But next we're going to be talking about what Jason Maxiel has been up to. Apparently a very lucky man. We'll be talking about the next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. And sure, we'll talk about it. Why not? Jason Maxiel, the former Detroit reserve of the going to work era Pistons, really did put in the work. Turns out he was drafted in 2005 by the Pistons after the second consecutive trip to the NBA Finals, the 7-game loss to the San Antonio Spurs. And by the way, I saw Jason Maxiel at the Big Three at a little Caesars Arena over the summer, spent a couple minutes talking to him after the game. Nice to catch up with Mad Max a little bit there. A nice way for Max to be in the spotlight after his NBA playing days were over. What wasn't nice is the notoriety that he received over the last few days, and I passed this along on the Locked On Pistons Twitter feed on Saturday, so definitely check that out if you want to see the video on the links from the website that we passed along there. But Jason Maxiel's wife has become kind of a name herself, as Brandy has been on Basketball Wives, the show that I do not watch, but she has been featured on that show in the past. But the couple, Jason and his wife Brandy, were on the Oprah Winfrey Network show Ileana Fix My Life, where people come to host Ileana Van Zandt looking for advice. And during the couple's, I guess, intervention of sorts, Maxiel revealed earlier to the host Ileana that he has slept with 341 women. Oddly specific, first of all, and a little bit bigger than my number. During the marriage that he has had with Brandy, he revealed in front of his wife, actually Ileana revealed in front of Brandy, that Jason had confided in her that he has slept with more than 50 women over their 8-year marriage. He also said that he has 4 beers a day, but doesn't admit to a drinking problem, and also said that the sexual encounters amounted to 2 to 3 hours of getting away is what how you described the desire to do it for some reason. One of the reasons to have the desire to do it, he expressed to Ileana that was reason enough, partly reason enough to go ahead and do that. 2 or 3 hours. And these are numbers that we do not live in the same worlds, me and Jason Maxiel. I was digging around on his basketball reference page and found out that Max in his 10 NBA seasons scored a total of 3,481 points. So maybe he's working on getting to that number or getting to one woman for every 10 points or something like that, closing in on it. Or maybe he's chasing his total of 618 NBA games played. But now I feel bad for even bringing it up and making jokes about it. But the video is out there. Check it out if you're like me and you like to see uncomfortable moments on TV. But also, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app if you're looking for Pistons tickets or any other sports, concerts, or shows tickets coming up. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for $20 off orders of $200 or more. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let Vivid Seats help you get you to your favorite live event. I will see you at Little Caesars Arena this season. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to Adam Trudeau for the feedback and the list. We will pass that along today. Go ahead and join us and give us your thoughts on the show on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, @SCHOCH, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account and on Facebook at Locked On Pistons -Matt Shook. This is your host, Matt Shook. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.